You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Our frequency celebrates diversity.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM. We're broadcasting from Winnipeg, Manitoba, on occupied Anishinaabe Aking, the homeland of the Métis and the historical territory of the Nahiyawak and the Nakota.
You better come down to the station house.
That's what I'm looking for.
They wonder what they are.
Something for the town, the nun, the grocery clerk, and you. Something at 8 a.m., something in the library, something in the river. Everything and nothing.
Listening pleasures.
Good evening, you've tuned into Listening Pleasures. And hello out there. Isn't it a lovely melt? And I'm glad you can join us because I'm sitting here right across from my guest for this evening, Jared Adams. Hello.
Hi.
And you've been here just to talk about your solo project, but this time we will be talking about Color by Numbers. So this is a project that you started like over 10 years ago
now.
A long time ago now.
It's been a while.
And just slowly accumulating some tracks and recording. You said that this record's sort of been on hold for quite a while. Like, you had the recordings and now it's time to release. Why did you wait so long?
It's kind of just one of those things where people are busy and things take time. And, you know, we've actually been planning this record for quite a while, more than the last 3 years, like probably like 6 or 7 years.
Oh, okay.
So it's been a long time coming.
Well, that's exciting. Waiting for so long. So did you tweak anything on the way, or just sort of left it and be like, we'll get there? And
It's sort of changed and evolved as we go on. Yeah, like sort of. I mean, we didn't really record it until a couple of years ago, but like as we were writing the songs, it changed and evolved along the way.
Yeah. So it's like a theme album, like it's sort of a rock opera.
Yeah, it's a rock opera of a story of a character named Thaddeus, who's like a punk rocker in Winnipeg, and it's kind of his journey from being a nobody to trying to be a famous star, and how he sort of, you know, tries to get there.
Okay. So Thaddeus Volume 1. So is there going to be a volume 2 or?
The plan is for 3 in total.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's nice. That's one of the reasons it took so long, is we had this sort of idea and this concept and sort of were planning it out, and it sort of became this really big grandiose thing. It was like, wow, this is like really daunting to sort of take on this task of recording this. Like, I think we had like 17, 18 songs or something like that. So it was like, this is like a really daunting task. And we thought, well, okay, maybe we can like break it into like volumes, and that way it's a lot easier to go into the studio and like record the first 6 songs and then record 6 more and then record another 6 or whatever.
Yeah.
So that was kind of the reason behind the volumes and sort of why it took so long, because for years we were planning it and we're just like, we just got to go do this. We got to figure out a way to go do this. And what's the best way to do it? We're like, I don't know, let's break it down, make it easy, you know?
Okay. So, yeah, there's more to come. This Friday, it will be released to the world. The single's already out there with a video that was released on the 21st. So you can check the YouTube, the Instagram. And Bandcamp Friday is this Friday, and it will be released on Bandcamp as well as the streaming stations.
Yeah.
Are you going to have any physical copies of the show?
No, we don't have any physical copies, but we're thinking maybe when once all three volumes are out, we might make a physical copy. It's like the entire record front to back.
Yeah, that would be cool. Yeah. Are you thinking of producing it with like actual, like, have those as a song? I don't know. Like, no?
Maybe,
yeah. do like the real rock opera, like, in place. Actors. There would be a Thaddeus.
Yeah, that is actually what we have talked about. It's like eventually at some point maybe doing like an actual like stage performance of it, and you know, sort of like once the whole thing is out, kind of have like a show that sort of tells the story. So
okay.
I think with this first volume though, it's not quite enough of the story yet to do that, you know.
This is just a little teaser.
Exactly.
A little taste.
Yeah, your feet wet, yeah.
Okay, so Thaddeus, main character, this is the first track off of the new EP, Thaddeus Volume 1, and let's play it now on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Thaddeus walked along Higgins Avenue looking for a place to drink. Chicks weren't
Oh, Thaddeus, how can you not like that guy? Yeah, of course. We need a rock opera. So there are many songs to come. This is only Thaddeus Volume 1. And I'm talking with Jared Adams, part of Color by Numbers. And yeah, we'll get to more tracks really soon. Your show is at the Side Stage on Saturday. And Doors 7 show at 8. You'll be supported by the Rangers and Wonder.
Yep.
And yeah, $15 in advance. Where can people get these advance tickets? Through you or
tickets are just online. There's online? A ticket web link somewhere.
Okay.
Either in our bio with Side Stage website. One of the two, yeah.
Hey, so look for them there. Or I guess 20 at the door.
Probably. Yeah, we're 20 at the door, yeah.
And, yeah, so that's March 8th, so on Saturday. So get out there. Side Stage, lovely new venue here in the city, right beside Park Theater. Park Theater Side Stage, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's the Side Stage. Yeah, no, it's a great venue. I went there for the first time a few weeks ago, or a few months ago, I guess now. And as soon as I was there, I was like, yeah, this is where we got to do the release show. Like, I just really like it here. It's such a good vibe. And it's a nice big stage. And
yeah. Used to house a lot of books.
Yeah, it did.
That's just in the fabric of that building. Yeah. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. So I mentioned Color by Numbers. So when I did a search for Color by Numbers, Culture Club comes up.
Of course, yeah.
Or like these like great like mandalas or like different adult coloring books. So how did you come up with the name?
So it started as like this sort of concept years ago. Me and Alex, who's the other singer in the band, we started playing music together probably like in 2010 or some time ago now, maybe earlier than that. And we had this idea for releasing an EP where the front cover would be like a Color by Numbers picture. And then we would just like steal some crayons from Perkins or whatever and sell those along with it.
Nice.
So because of that, I wrote a song called Colored by Numbers, which was obviously going to be the title track. And then we played a couple shows and we didn't really have a name for the band yet. And someone was just like, well, why don't you just call your band Colored by Numbers? I'm like, okay, that kind of works. So we just stuck with that name. And we did actually release the EP. It didn't actually have the Colored by Numbers picture on the front, but we did release a self-titled EP eventually. But that's kind of where the name comes from. No Culture Club inspiration, unfortunately. I discovered that after. I was like, oh, okay, well, at least that's like, you know, it's not like a million bands called Colored by Numbers. We're like the only one. So
no, it's kinda just a specific album.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, it's not a bad homage. Yeah. Even if it's not. I guess give good merch opportunities. Like, yeah. I'd do a Color by Numbers.
Yeah, maybe we'll still do it eventually.
Yeah.
Eventually. Color by Numbers coloring book or something.
Yeah. The poster.
Like, yeah, yeah, that, yeah.
This
yeah.
is our album cover.
If you want to find out when the show is, you got to color in the poster.
Yeah, there you go. Nice. So we are, well, if you just tuned in, I'm with Jared Adams. Color by Numbers is the band, and the EP is released on Friday. And Bandcamp Friday, all the proceeds go to the artist. So maybe log in and do it then. No physical copies. So digital age. If you're streaming, artists don't get much of that. And you can give a shout out if you go on to Bandcamp and
exactly.
purchase an album. We're going to preview the songs here before the show and the release. So we have three more lined up. Starry Night, Human Centipede, and I Have a Table.
So the last song we just heard was sort of, you know, setting up the character Thaddeus, and this is sort of now setting up his story. It's him meeting his love interest called Cheyenne. And she finds out that he's in a band, and she's like, oh, I'd like to see you play sometime. And then the next two songs after that with the weird names are those are his songs, which is why they're little short little punk songs. So they're kind of, there's a little skit in there and stuff. So it's sort of setting up him as a character.
Yeah, this is off of Thaddeus Volume 1 and Color by Numbers here on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
village. What kind of places do you like to go? Asked Cheyenne, reaching for the joint. Thaddeus admired the way her jacket hugged the shape of her body as she added, truth be told, I can see your point. Songs, but no one seems to care. They're not exactly what you might call catchy. He watched the wind dance through her hair. I'm only here with some girls from work. We're servers at the Earl's on Main. It's Ashley's birthday. She's inside getting sloshed, but I don't feel like it today. When their eyes met in the parking lot, you could see the cars riding them on the starry, starry night. On this starry, starry night. A dew had settled on all the SUVs and trucks, glossy and glistening under the lights. When are you playing next? Cheyenne asked Thaddeus. I'd like to come out and see you one night. Thaddeus shuffled from one foot to the other and took a long final drag. He flicked away the roach and said, I think you might be disappointed. The stuff I write isn't all that great.
But it's passionate.
Besides, my band's a bunch of slackers who are more concerned with getting stoned. They never make the time to practice. I think I might. Buzzed in her pocket. She said, I have to go back in. She turned to Thaddeus, kissed him softly on the cheek and whispered, we should meet again. When their lips met in the parking lot, nothing on the starry, starry night. On the starry, starry night.
they felt they were alive.
Live from the Royal Albert Arms, it's Thaddeus and the Sherbrooke Sluts.
Sorry, man.
Whatever, kid, it's a punk showing. Like, just get the fuck out there.
Isn't that just the Winnipeg experience?
Yeah, right.
If you've just tuned in, I'm talking to Jared from Color by Numbers, and we're talking about the new new EP coming out, and this is just volume one. So rock opera, it's Thaddeus volume one, that's the main character, and you go through all of these sort of like Winnipeg landmarks, and yeah. I love the show buzz, like, yeah, and then yeah, like Thaddeus is in a great punk band, like that's yeah, and the instrumentation on the Starry Night, like that sax, so
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, that was Aaron Bartel who played on that. He was actually one of the engineers in the studio with us, and we were like, hey, why don't you just play some sax on this song?
Yeah,
and he went along with it and really played some saxophone. Yeah. So yeah, it was really good to have him on there. He's actually going to be with us on Saturday for the show. Okay. So we'll have some live saxophone.
Cool. Yeah, I can totally see this, like, yeah, being its own entity. Like, not to say that it has to be a fringe show, but you could like totally do this for like a couple of nights and have like, yeah.
I hadn't even thought of fringe. That's like, now you got me thinking. Yeah. Not gonna get tough for that. Yeah.
Yeah. So Thaddeus Volume 1 EP release on Friday. But while we're right at the halfway point, it's 11:25. So we're going to be talking about things that are coming up in Winnipeg, from concert and club listings to community announcements. We help you keep you in touch with what's going on in Winnipeg. The side stage on Saturday, doors at 7, show at 8, 15 in advance. So online at the side stage website, or 20 at the door. You can see Rangers, Wonder, and then Color by Numbers. They'll be doing the EP release on Saturday at the side stage. So great venue, and a really fun EP, and just a taste of what's to come for this character. Real Winnipeg. Do the Winnipeg thing and go to shows. Come
exactly.
on. Yeah. Jesse's leaving the band though.
Yeah, he's in a lot of bands right now, so it's sort of hard for him to like make time for everything. So it's gonna be his last show with us. So we've decided to do a little bit of a party afterwards of playing some cover songs, doing some like 90s and 2000s covers, and sort of over the years we've played these cover shows of the Toad and Shannon's and stuff like that. We've done many, many sets of like all these like 90s songs, and so we figured why not do it one last time and just have like a big party. So we'll do a set of originals and then a set of cover songs to kind of just party afterwards. That's nice. Kind of the plan with that, and sort of send them off in a really big like a bang sort of thing.
So do you have a vacant spot? Are you doing auditions or
we're still figuring that out right now. Yeah, so we're a work in progress, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah. That is always hard when like a band member leaves, but mm-hmm. at least it's on good terms and like
yeah,
you get
exactly.
to do the celebration.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's nice. Gonna be a fun last show with Jesse.
So. Cool. So get down to the side stage on Saturday to see that. And what else were we gonna pitch here? We don't have any much going on for shows, but I know that there's shows going on. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Dave Barber Cinematheque, they just came off a flooding. So pipes burst and they're back at it. So if you have a little bit of extra cash, throw a donation their way, or maybe even get one of those universal year passes. Like you get to go to all the regular shows for free. Like you just sign up on the website, say, hey, I'm coming. And then they have really great shows they films in. And it's not your usual films. I think they don't have the updated one, but Universal Language will be playing there all this next week. Filmed from Palestine will be there, Ground Zero, all week. So and those two I know for sure, but those are old, so I can't tell you anything else that's playing this week. But support the Dave Barber Cinematheque because it's a really great alternative like cinema. They get really great films in there and make you think. How about that? That's really a Winnipeg institution too. So those are just a few events listed. And if you do want to add your event to the guide, you can drop by the station at CKW. You can call us 204-786-9782. Or I like to say send us an email, your one sheet. Where are you playing? What is the event? We can print that off, put holes in it, put it in this binder so I have things to say when we aren't promoting a lot of other stuff. So that's ckw@uwinnipeg.ca. Let us know. And it's time now for weather. It's getting melty, and then it freezes, and then it's so slow melt. It's that smarch weather out there. Minus 14 today. A few flurries. Periods of snow tomorrow as well. But sunny through the day. It's hovering around the zero, minus 5 mark. And then it's plus weather. Low pluses coming up after the weekend, like Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So that's good. It's not dipping down too low after this week. Hopefully, but yeah, of course it will. This is Winnipeg, and just dress appropriately. Now it's time for my Tragically Hip segment. Songs that Tragically Hip never play in concert, well, hardly ever. And this one is off of Now for Plan A. It's the album with the twister board on the front. So it's like a color by numbers. A game of it. And I'm going to play about this map, and I'm going to play it right now on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Thank you.
got this map. Here we are here. See, this is us. The exit is here. And we've come too far to just feel like this, yeah. We've come too far to be feeling like this. Certain, certain, you want to. This map, it's a bit out of date, yeah. Territory shifted and things get renamed. There's coups, revolutions, and boundaries blur. Volcanoes and earthquakes turn words into birds. This map, here we are here, see this is me, and there you are there, and there's got to be more than just a despair, there's got to be more than just a despair.
About this map off of Now for Plan A, a little tragically hit for you, right in the middle. And it's 11:34. I'm sitting here with Jared Adams, and we're talking about Color by Numbers. New release. Exciting of things to come. This is only Thaddeus Volume 1, and you can catch the release at Side Stage this Saturday. And we got a couple more tracks for you. I don't know that we talked about the Winnipeg references too much. Like, how do you decide what you use?
Yeah, I think it's just sort of... I think like the whole was the walking under the deserted freeway. There's the King's Hotel that used to be there. I remember Alex and Jesse used to go there for like the jam night they had or whatever. And so that was sort of like this idea of Thaddeus is walking to a jam night at the King's Hotel, which I think it's, I don't think it's open anymore. We filmed some of the music video for by that area and it looked pretty boarded up. So
yeah, that was the makeshift venue while everything else closed down for a
while.
Yeah,
exactly.
And then the Windsor just burned down. Oh, like, oh yeah. My gosh.
Lost a few, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the idea was to sort of incorporate these sort of like kind of somewhat music related areas and like very iconic venues, like the Earls on Main is mentioned, and everyone knows that when you say the Earls on Main, although it's not the same place anymore. There still is an Earls on Main, but it's not that one.
They've upgraded it to today's Earl standards.
Exactly.
Same venue.
Yeah.
But no peanuts on the floor. I don't know if you might be too young for that, but they used to have peanut night, and you used to be able to eat, like, give you peanuts and you could throw the shells on the floor.
I don't remember that, no.
No, yeah, that was in the 90s.
That's funny.
But yeah, sold a lot of beer that way, I'm sure. So that's fun to hear all those Winnipeg references. Because I find that Winnipeg gets referenced in a lot of things that you don't expect to hear Winnipeg referenced in. Like, I just watch A Real Pain, and it's like, you know, maybe it's not Winnipeg, Manitoba, but he says he's from Winnipeg. Like,
right.
Winnipeg, and they're like, oh. it makes us feel like kind people. And but we do have a great scene here. And Color by Numbers is a part of that. And this is sort of like, can you call this, like, I don't know, meta? Like, kind of. Is it a band about a band?
I guess it's sort of like a little bit meta in terms of, you know, being a band in Winnipeg trying to, you know, make it, and about a guy in Winnipeg trying to make it. You know, it's kind of a little meta there. It's a little, maybe semi-autobiographical.
But great tracks. You have that 90s feel, like the, your bio says on the Manitoba Music. Like, go to Manitoba Music for all of your favorite local band info. Weaker Thans and Sloans, like, yeah, you got that.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're all very influenced by like a lot of early 2000s and 90s Winnipeg bands, and so I think that sort of definitely bleeds into our sound a fair amount.
Let's check out these last couple songs, Live for the Moment and Fade Out. Should I just go to it?
Yeah, let's just dive right into them. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
You're there on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
We'll be right back. Wasteland full of pseudo-intellectual two-faced people too afraid to look each other in the eye. But Friday was a little bit different. Yeah, Friday gave you something to care about. Thaddeus made what happened in the domain. Yeah.
was Fade Out, Color by Numbers off of Thaddeus Volume 1, the jaded day job middle of winter song.
Yeah, basically, yeah. That's exactly it.
Yeah, everyone's just like, yeah, let's get outdoors, but it's too cold. It's basically a lot of the only way that you make money as a musician. But the EP will be live on Bandcamp Friday. So that is a way to support your local musicians and give them your full donation for their album. EP release is on Saturday, but yeah, go Bandcamp Friday, get Color by Numbers, Thaddeus Volume 1, and it must be fun, like, having multiple vocalists, like, you can pull from all those, have a sort of a different take on...
Yeah, we actually all, there's like, every one of us actually had a lead vocal on this one, so the two Thaddeus songs, Jesse sang one of them and Mike, our drummer, sang one of the other ones. It was just sort of like, why not get them in there and have everyone singing something, right? It's nice.
Yeah, and that extra, like, harmony sort of, and then, like, with the added sax, and it'll be a fun show. So go out March 8th to Side Stage, Rangers Wonder and Color by Numbers. And that's three bands for $20. If you go just buy at the door, but $15 in advance if you go to sidestage.com, probably. Maybe .ca. I don't know.
Search
Side Stage. Great new venue if you haven't been. A very, very, very Winnipeg. We have some influence songs coming up here. They might be covered at the after party.
Yeah, kind of some of the songs that we've done over the years is sort of back when we started doing the cover thing, like 2011 or maybe 12, 13 or whatever. No, like if all the cover bands at the time were doing like 70s stuff, and we're like, you know, let's do some more of like modern covers. So like we were doing like Franz Ferdinand and Float On, and you know, people weren't really covering those songs at the time. It was kind of like, you're the first ones to do it. Well, not the first ones, but you know, sort of. It was unique. People really liked it when we would pull stuff like that. We would start playing like more modern rock songs as opposed to all the 70s stuff that everyone's heard a million times. So,
yeah, there are those staples, but there are new staples. So, we're going to play some of those. If you've been listening or not listening, this is Jared Adams talking about Color by Numbers. And thank you so much for joining and bringing a sneak peek of Thaddeus Volume 1. You'll hear that live on Saturday if you make it out to that show. And why wouldn't you? Go check it out.
I might be there.
Yeah. Let's see. Alan Campbell's up next. He's in the studio now, getting everything prepared. Night Danger Radio, 3 hours of an eclectic mix of music. Thanking our Fun Drive people. I thought I asked for a list of people that donated. I know that you've donated like before, and thank you so much. Yeah. To everyone that supports us, thank you so much. Yeah, you make the shows like this possible. Like, we like staying on the air and not being able, like, not having to submit to the corporate radio people. I don't know who those are, but we don't have to deal with them, so that's good. And we get to bring you live local programming every week, and it's a lot of fun to do. So thank you for allowing us to do that and trusting our opinions. I think we're right near 57,000. So that's amazing. And it'll help us out so much. Let's see. We've got 9 minutes left. Do I have to mention anything else? Color by Numbers. Go to the Side Stage and the EP on Bandcamp. We've listened to all the news tracks. So we're going to listen to a little bit of the party after to say bye to Jesse. Yeah. Anything else that you'd like to mention here? I guess we should plug the socials. So YouTube, you have Color by Numbers.
I think we're just Color by Numbers Music on YouTube, I think. And then Color by Numbers on Instagram, CBN Music on Facebook. If you just go to colorbynumbers.ca, everything is there on our Manitoba Music page. You can find all the social links and whatnot.
Yeah. And go search out Color by Numbers and go see them live because that's more fun. We'll do Franz Ferdinand off of Franz Ferdinand, Take Me Out. Cake. Comfort Eagle is the IUP. Album and Short Skirt Long Jacket, classic. Modest Mouse, Good News for People Who Love Bad News, Float On. Thanks for listening. Good night, good morning.
knows what's best. I want a girl with shoes that cut and eyes that burn like cigarettes. I want a girl with the right allocations, who is fast and thorough and sharp as a tack. She's playing with her jewelry, she's putting up her hair, she's touring the facility and picking up slack. I want a girl with a short skirt and a long jacket. I want a girl who gets up early. Stays up late. I want a girl with uninterrupted prosperity who uses a machete to cut through red tape with fingernails that shine like justice and a voice that is dark like tinted glass. She is fast, thorough, and sharp as a tack. She is touring the facility and picking up slack. I want a girl with the short skirt and a short skirt and a